When in danger, you have two options, fight or flight. The Survival Fitness Plan focuses on training in the best methods of fight and flight as a form of exercise. Skills covered include self-defense, parkour, swimming, and mountain bike riding, as well as general health and fitness, including body conditioning, nutrition, and meditation. But the real question is, how do you go about training in all these things in the most effective, efficient, and safe way as possible? Well, that's what this channel is all about. And each episode will give you more Survival Fitness Plan training techniques and tips so you can get survival fit in no time. If you want to get the most out of your Survival Fitness Plan training, go ahead and download the free app. It's like having me, Sam Fury, as your personal trainer anytime you want. You can get it for free at www.survivalfitnessplan.com/app. See you in there. Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan. I'm your host, Sam Fury. Sorry if the sound quality is not as good as usual. There was, for some reason, my microphone was out of battery, even though I fully charged it just the other day. Maybe I accidentally pressed it to stay on, but it's supposed to have like an auto off feature, like if it's not on for a while, I don't know. Anyway, it's on charge now, so hopefully, hopefully tomorrow. Today's my last day in Rio. This afternoon at about 5 or 6 o'clock, I'll go to the airport. My flight leaves at like midnight, and then I've got 40 hours on a plane. How terrible. I mean, it's 40 hours travel, I think, but it's like, I got to stop in Miami, and then from Miami to, I think it's LA, and then from LA all the way to Melbourne, where I'll stay for so today here is the 28th. I know you might be listening to this on a different day, but I won't get there till the 1st, and that's November, so November 30 days. But there's a big time difference, obviously. So I'm flying for 2 days, but really it's just 40 hours. I don't know. I should arrive in Melbourne at about 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'll be tired as. And I'm not from Melbourne. I'm from Perth, so I'm just in Melbourne to meet some friends. So I'm gonna spend like 10 to 14 days there and then fly back to Perth and then see people. It'll be good because I haven't been to Australia since pre-COVID, which is like almost 4 years. Actually, I was traveling when COVID hit. So even then I hadn't been back for a while. So I think I haven't been there, yeah, for at least 4 years. And that's probably the longest time I've ever been away from Australia. I know I've definitely been away for a four-year stint once. When I used to go back and forth to England when I used to work in England, which was horrible because it's cold. That's when I realized I don't like the cold because I used to have to bike ride to the work and I stacked it so many times because of the slippery roads. Anyway, but it was fun there. England's not a bad place. I just don't like the cold. Anyway, that's got nothing to do with nothing. Let's talk about 3 advanced parkour moves you should strive to accomplish. So they're still kind of basic moves. Like, we don't Survival Fitness Plan, we don't do anything that's too advanced. Like, we only focus on essential stuff, right? But just because it's essential doesn't mean it's not a little bit hard. So they're not super advanced. Like, there's no flipping or anything, because it's not, you'll never need to do that when you're running away from someone, like flip, right? You might need to jump a gap. And the flip is kind of like makes it showy, but to actually do the flip is pointless, right? In fact, it's going to increase your chances of hurting yourself, which means you won't be able to run away. So we don't do that. But there are a couple of ones. Let's go. I'm going to give you 3 today. There's more, but I'll give you 3. The first one is a dive roll, right? Now you've got a safety roll. So when you fall, you can safely roll. And you've got like this roll, and it's also like if you jump down from something, you'll land and then you'll roll, right? But a dive roll is like you're going over something, and usually you wouldn't use it. Like, usually if you're going to jump over something, you'll try to land on your feet, right? So you can keep running. But perhaps for some reason you'll jump and you catch your foot on whatever you're trying to jump, and then you'll go into a head first straight towards the ground. And a dive roll will save you from smashing your head on the ground. So the dive roll is a good advanced technique to try to learn. The second one is a reverse vault. Now, you're not gonna use this very often because when you're running away from someone, you're never going to be running backwards, right? Well, I hope not, because that's slow, and you're probably going to trip over something. But let's say you're in a fight, and someone tries to like imagine someone tries to like throw you against something, right? Or there's a few little things that you might end up using the reverse fault. So, but this is just one of them, right? And to be fair, it's pretty not going to happen. But so someone might throw you against something where your back's coming up to it, and you need to like just save yourself. You can use the reverse fault and then run away. So that's pretty handy. I think from the three that I'm going over, this reverse fault is probably the least useful one. But it's still in there, just you know, because The last one is the wall climb up. This is a very useful one. I would say more useful than all of them. And it's not super advanced. I would say the muscle up is definitely more advanced, but the wall climb up is probably more useful, which is why I use the wall climb up instead. Because you can get up a wall, but if you can't climb up on top of it or climb over it, what's the point? You just have to drop back down. What's the point of running up it? So the wall climb up, and climbing walls is like, you can adapt it to jump to getting over fences and all sorts of stuff. So the wall climb up is very, very useful. So I basically just took one thing from like kind of each, not all of them, because safety is a department, like one thing from each category. So one from safety, which I guess is the dive roll, one from vaulting, and one from bar work. One from wall work. I didn't do any from bar work. I guess the muscle up would be in the bar work. And of course there's more. If you want to see more, if you want to learn how to do these ones as well, go see the training manual. soilfitnessplan.com/essential-parkour-training. That's it for today, guys. Next time, I might record another one here before I leave, just so I'm ahead, because I'm going to lose 3 days. I might record another one of these, and then we'll see. If you see the same one, then I'll tell you I'm recording it again, and that's this one. All right, that's it, guys. Thanks for joining in. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Survival Fitness Plan. I hope you found some value in this episode. If you did, please like and share it so more people can discover and learn how to train in the Survival Fitness Plan. And if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to the channel so you can be notified as soon as the latest episodes are released. Finally, remember to download the free Survival Fitness Plan app. You can get it for free at www.survivalfitnessplan.com/app. See you next time.